is the way to...
Sorry, guys, but... Judy calls. Fax machine. Just gotta open the door, this fax. Open the door, the fax. Okay. Dear Jared, 1R, I'm a man of 40 and my wife is 42. We've been together for 12 years and we have a son who is 10. Our cat got savaged by a fox outside the house and my wife and boy were distraught. The cat was in a bad way.
Mm.
In the confusion, I took my wife's phone by accident, and while waiting at the vet's, a notification came in from one of my footy mates.
Oh.
Opening up the message was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. There it was, in black and white. My 5'8 and my wife are having an affair. I was livid, but I couldn't start yelling when the cat was at death's door. Luckily, our pet survived, and the time never seemed right to confront my wife about her cheating. Mm. I witnessed a car accident a week later, and I had to go to the police station. A friend of my wife's was there. She's 35 and single, but no oil painting. This policeman is as hard as nails with a potty mouth, but she was friendly and gave me her phone number to use if I ever needed anything. Now, she hasn't got a reputation for going for any bloke with a pulse. So the next night, I was in a destructive frame of mind and I decided to call her.
Oh, no.
She quickly invited me to her home. I made a pass at her. She didn't hesitate. What do I do, Jared?
I know who we can ask.
Who?
We can outsource this, Judy. There's a bloke born to answer this.
I hope this bloke's a vet because he's worried about his pet. His cat getting hammered.
Well, okay.
His cat got hammered by the fox.
Well, we're coming to us live from Sports Pet or Sports Vet. I'm not sure, but it's Sports Pets. Bet with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. The coal miner, how are you, mate?
Good, boys. When I hear all that, I just think, what would Tobias do? I'd just go grab a couple of Zinger burgers and get on a job.
But you know what? This is the first time, Shawnee, while I've got you live, this is the first time he's not actually in asking a question. He's just telling Jared. Like, he's not asking, dear Jared. This is not... So no. Maybe...
Apology line.
Maybe, yeah, dear Jared has morphed from an advice just to a... Bring it online. I just want to. I want to hear about your cats getting attacked. Oh, this is strange. Anyway, Shawnee, good to have you, mate. Good to have you back.
Where do you want to start, Cole Miner?
No, it's good to be back, boys. Obviously, Freedom Day might have got the better of me yesterday.
Oh,
so
take
I
us
might
through
actually
it.
Do it to Bias. I might actually do it to Bias, and I probably need a couple of Zinger burgers for dinner just to see me out. Oh, it's just good to be back. I was. At the down the local, doors open at 12 o'clock. I was there at 11:55 and just sort of nestled in for the afternoon. It was fantastic.
What was the mood that first half hour or so? Was just everyone up and about?
Everyone was up and about, and then everyone got more up and about, and then it was just a complete zoo from about 3:30, 4 o'clock onwards. So I was actually, it was a pretty early night, considering, because it's obviously an early start. So I was at home on the couch by about 8:30, just having a snooze. So it was a good day. Good day to be back.
What have you got, Brian?
Oh, sorry, Shorty. We just had a text from a concerned listener. He just said, what happened to the fox? Did he bang the fox and the copper together? Question mark.
Oh,
that's Greg from Campbelltown.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's not Greg from Campbelltown. Sorry, Greg from Campbelltown. There's no name on that. I mean, that's a good point. They didn't catch the fox. Mm. What about the cat, though? Cats have got 9 lives, I reckon. Anyway.
Righto, Shorty. Hit us with a bit of racing action.
Anyway, boys, yeah, let's move on. 1,000 Guineas Day tomorrow, Sugar. I'm sure you're well aware. Group 1 racing on a Wednesday. How bloody good is that? Race 7 at Caulfield. Pretty good betting race, this one. Number 2, Hinged, is the favourite in this market. And it's seen a lot of support. $4.80 into $4.20 as it stands. Number 6, Zuzarella. It's been steady at $4.60. And then third pick, number 10, Barb Raider. That's been $6 into $5.50. Seeing a little bit of support from some guys that I think you might want to follow. So that's getting my money, number 10, Barb Raider. Everything else is double figures there, lads, $10 or bigger. So it looks a race in 3. We obviously had the barrier draw for the big one on Saturday. I'm speaking about the Everest, of course. Now, Nature Strip is Edward's equal favourite now, Nature Strip and Classique Legend. They're both $4.20. Nature Strip, absolute perfect prep for this race. It looks primed to really peak on the day. Now, the funny thing about Classique Legend, it's obviously the most about story of this Everest, is it had no race in its preparation. So we're only going off trial form. But it obviously does have the X factor here to blow anyone away on its day. So maybe a little bit of an unknown, having only ran the trials. And the third pick, Eduardo, is $7. Now, it can certainly win, but probably just doesn't have the credentials of those first two. But where the smart money is from our man, Emac, he's putting up the three-year-old and the 12 Home Affairs. I think it's a sneaky little price and probably rounds out the real chances of this race. It's $9, opened 11, so it's already seen a little bit of spec. It's only carrying 53 kilos here, so I reckon it can get the job done at a nice little price, $9, Home Affairs, boys.
Yeah, I like it too. Just back to Barb Raider for our listeners, Shawnee boy. It opened $6 into $5.50. How would you be playing that if you were advising our listeners today how to back that for tomorrow? Are you taking the fixed price? Are you taking the best tote? How would you go about it?
Well, generally, if you see it firm, then it doesn't always keep going that way, but it means there's generally a little bit of smart money around that selection. So it's tough to say because the markets will obviously tighten up the closer we get to race jump as well. So there's a chance it does probably drift, but judging by a few of the blokes that I've seen tipping it and who have backed it, I'd suggest it probably firm. So when you think it's obviously going to firm, you get on fixed and lock that price away, or you can stick it a little bit closer to the jump and maybe take something like Tote Plus or something like that.
You know what I'm going to do? You know I like to, as Fletch would say, I need to simplify my life. I'm going to take Barb Raider, right, and that'll be my ticket into the Everest, all up Home Affairs. So if I get Barb Raider over the line tomorrow into Home Affairs, thank you very, very much. What else you got, big fella?
Socceroos tonight. Yeah. I heard April tease before. They're playing Japan. They're going for 12 on the trot. Socceroos, they're in a sneaky bit of form. Not sure they've beaten much on the way. Japan are pretty short here at $1.95. The Aussies big outsiders at $4 and the draw is $3.30. But $4 if you think the Socceroos can go 12 in a row.
And tomorrow what we need, Shawnee boy, we need a Caulfield Cup tip from the boys and their girls at the trading floor just to steer us into something there. Is it incentivise or is it perhaps Delphi or maybe it's another one? So report back with that. Yes,
Shawnee, could I get you to do a job for me tomorrow?
Sure, shoot.
Lloyd Fletcher has got a horse running on Thursday called Conrad in Kembla. Can you just go and find out off the Irishman? What do we think?
Conrad Thursday, Kembla. Can do. When you said you got a job for me, I wasn't sure it was going to involve a fox or not.
No.
I can certainly do that.
I know, mate. The jobs I send you on are all growler related because I know that you and Stu Laundy apparently just sick for growlers.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Stu?
Wasn't Stewie up and about before?
Stewie was up and about.
Love to get on the growlers with Stewie one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I reckon we all should. I reckon we should all just go in, get a growler each, just sit down and just tell growler yarns.
Count me in.
Right. Get me in. There we go. And you got the Stanley Cups on. Where are we up to with the Stanley Cup when it comes to the hockey? Ice hockey.
Brooksy. Well, he's the doyen of ice hockey. Clearly, Colorado. This is a wide open betting affair. The Stanley Cup. Colorado Avalanche. They're $6. They're heading the field. So there's a new franchise in town, and apparently it's Brooksy's mob. They're called the Seattle Kraken. Now the last franchise to enter the NHL was the Vegas team, the Golden Knights. They're $7.50 or thereabouts to win it this year. But they went very close in their first season. If you think the Kraken can follow suit, they're $42 to lift that big old trophy over there, if you don't mind.
If you do not mind. There he is, the coal miner. Well, mate, have yourself a wonderful evening.
Thank you, boys. We'll chat soon.
There he is, Sportsbet with mates. Start your group bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. Interesting you say that, Brian. The Jared line, it's just now a gloating line, isn't it? Or just
it's a
get
big
it off your chest.
Yeah, it's not. It's gone from asking legitimate questions about serious matters to just a big noting that your cat got savaged by a fox and you hammered a copper. And there's no remorse here.
No.
There is zero bit of remorse that he's cheated on his trouble and strife.
Yeah, well, the 5'8"'s been sniffing around. That doesn't
the
help.
The 5'8"'s. He's got a good kicking game, apparently.
Yeah.
That's why he's only in the team.
Yeah.
Left footer.
Yeah, well,
kicks it deep.
He threw his mate a hospital pass. That's what he did.
Yeah.